We want to welcome you to another edition of Be a Peacemaker. I'm Dr. Michael Patterson, and I'm here with my buddy Nick Stonestreet.
It's great to be here, Mike.
How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you.
I know you had a busy week.
A little bit.
It's not over yet. It's not over
it's
yet.
It's been like a week of Mondays, but we're gonna be okay.
We're going to be okay. Well, we are excited because we have another episode, as I said, and to all our listening audience, thank you so much for all your support as you have engaged with us in being a peacemaker. The whole purpose and premise of peacemakers is we foster conversations that lead to transformation.
was 8 years older than I am, said that I'm going to be a nurse so that I can help look over mother's health. She entered a nursing program out of state because she wasn't allowed or could not enroll in a program at one of the major universities or colleges in our town. She came back home about a year later because the struggle of adjusting in another city, coming from a small town of 2,000, was just overwhelming. But she did go back to college, got a degree in education, became a master teacher, and she studied remedies, natural remedies, that would address issues that mother had. So for the rest of mother's life, she made that contribution. Another brother, 6 years older than I, said, and I'm going to be a doctor. Then she can come to me and I can take care of all of her health needs. When he finished his degree at an HBCU in biology, by that time he was drafted in the military. However, once he finished that assignment, he was hired by a large utility company as an executive. He retired from that particular organization and opened two flourishing businesses, and he too helped mother financially. The brother that was 13 years old said, I'm going to be a pharmacist, and I'm going to make sure that she gets the medicine that she needs. And he did. He went to FAMU, an HBCU, received his PhD in pharmacy, and to this day, he advises all of us about different illnesses, different medicines that are appropriate. He did that for mother also. Well, I'm 11 years old, and I didn't know what I was going to do, but I knew from listening to my siblings that I would be going to college. Mm-hmm. And I did. Without an education, Dr. Mike, none of the promises that we made on the floor that day ever would have materialized. None of them. Education gave us an opportunity to provide for our mother, to set the stage for our own children, gave us a way to move out of the two-bedroom little apartment that we were in, and to start a legacy movement for our own children. As a result of that education at an HBCU, 12 of us, including nieces and nephews now, graduated from FAMU. 4 graduated from Howard University. Nieces and nephews have attended over 20 colleges and universities throughout the country in 11 states. And I asked them for their resume 2 years ago when I was preparing a family reunion. And I sat there and counted every professional title. And it was over 100 titles and counting. Without a doubt, if we had not had an HBCU that knew our need was available for us, our lives would not be what they are today.
Wow. Wow. Dr. Mady, for a lot of our podcast listeners, they didn't really, the younger folks didn't really grow up in a time when there was segregation. So just by explanation, just so people understand, your mother went to the dentist. She was sat in the colored only room. All the white people were served ahead of her. And then after the office closed, she was served, and they didn't use any pain medication because they'd reserved that for the white people.
Correct.
Yeah, I understood Correct. It. I just want to make sure our audience understands the gravity of that story. Mm-hmm. And it just is a reminder of how God can use a situation that people could intend not for good, but end up using it for good.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for that
sure.
clarification. Yes. Yeah. You're exactly right. And I know, to add to what you're saying, that it was God's intent that I move forward. Being number eight, that to me, I had a greater responsibility because I was with her longer. So indeed, we ended up in a four-generation household. And excuse me. And it was the joy of my life.
That's great. What an incredible way to honor your mother, all the children. Now, did your mother attend university?
At 16 years old, my mother wanted to attend Tuskegee Institute. Mm-hmm. But her mother was too frightened to let her go from a small town in Georgia to Tuskegee, mm-hmm. Alabama. The young man that wanted to marry her, his family was going to pay for my mother's education. But my grandmother, for whom I am named, didn't allow it. But mother was gifted in math, so you can only imagine mm-hmm. what her life would have been had she had that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The one thing she would tell us is that I couldn't go, but I'm going to make sure that you go
right.
to college. So it was the expectation, and it was also the motivation to be able to capture the story of her life and to know, I mean, to see it, Nick, to mm-hmm. see it is just on my mind
mm-hmm. right
now, is a story that her grandchildren have heard
wow.
many times. Mm. And their goal, even as millennials, are to make sure that Aunt Mady approves of where they're going.
That's great thing. Well, for our listening audience who may not be familiar with the terminology, HBCU, Historically Black College and Universities. So that's what we're talking about today as educational opportunities. And also, Nick brought up something historical about segregation, a cultural fact that is true that many people don't realize. Mady's generation is one of the first generations to open a door to middle class living because she and her siblings went to college in the 60s and 70s. We had more African Americans who were able to go into a middle class lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so to put that in historical perspective, we're only a couple of generations out of segregation, maybe one generation out of poverty. You're from North Florida, just like me. I grew up in North Florida. Mm-hmm. And in North Florida, your choices were being working on the fields, farming, or working as a maid, a domestic.
Right.
That was all your choices. And for the ones fortunate to go to college, mm-hmm. they had an opportunity to have a different life and to give their children a different life.
Absolutely.
So how have you given back? How have you reached back to the African-American community through your career?
Well, Mike, when you come from a situation that I came from, a town of 2,000.
Which town was it, Dr. Mady?
Monticello.
Monticello. Okay, I know where that is.
Oh, you know where Monticello is? Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a small town. Yeah.